The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Samech Vav. Today's daf is being studied Lehelu Nishmat Mor Zekeni Bi Yosef Ben Sara V'Marat Zekenati Yafa Batsara V'Lehelu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther V'Yoval Holzman V'Shain Dinor Ruach Hashem Tanihem B'Gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Imam Moshe Ben Sara, Moshe Ben Dina Sara, Ruhama Bat Rachel, V'Sara Bat Rachel. El Na Refana Dahem for the nefesh, for the guf, for the tamker, for the bovechen, and so on. Amen. We begin today's daf on Samechei Amud Bet, starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. Barishona, Hayu Omrim, in the beginning, the Hachamim used to say, Hayotze Bakolar, if somebody was being sent out to be killed by the government, so they would kill them in the Kolar, it's like a chain, they would kill them. The Amar, and before he was sent out to be killed, he said, "Kitvu get l'ishti." He told the messenger, "Go write a get for my wife." Now, even though he didn't specify to the shaliach, write it and give it, he just said, "Write it." Hare elu yichtebu v'yitenu. So the deen is that the shaliach can write it and give it, and we say that the reason why he forgot to say "give it" is because he was too nervous, because since he was going out to be murdered, so therefore he forgot to say "give it." So then, even though he just says "yichtevu," it's like he said "yichtevu v'yitnu." Hazru lomar. After a certain amount of time, the rabbis came along and said, "Af ha'mifaresh v'yoseh b'shayara." Even if a person, let's say, is going out overseas, he's going on a boat, let's say, or he's going on a shayara, or he's going on a caravan in the midbar, which these places are also dangerous. So therefore, if he says to his shaliyah before he leaves that what that he wants to Kitvu get le'ishti, even though he didn't say "give it," it's considered as if he said "give it." Rabbi Shimon Shezuri Omer, Af Hamsukan. Even somebody that's sick, meaning he's chole, and he is very sick, and therefore he says on his deathbed, write a get. So he means write and give it. Of course, the reason why he wants to give the get, because he does not want his wife to have to fall, let's say, to Yibum, or a situation like that. So comes the Gemara and says a story. Geneva Yotze Bekolarava. There was a fellow by the name of Geneva, and he was being executed by the government. Kieva Kanafik. So on the way out, Amar, he said, Havu Arba Me'azuze Lerabi Avina Mehamra Dinahar Panya. So he said, I want you to give 400 zuz worth of wine to Rabbi Avina from my wine that is in Nehar Panya. That's what it means. He wanted to gift him some of this wine before he died. So Amar Rabbi Zera, so Rabbi Zera came along and said, Dara Rabbi Avina Lisilte Ve'azal Ligabe Deravhuna Rabbe, that Rab Avina, he should carry his basket on his shoulder. That's a way of saying, like, he should take, you know, some provisions for the road, and let him go to Rav Huna, his rabbi. Because we're going to see that Rav Huna held that you're able to gift somebody an item without actually making a kinyan. You could just verbally gift the item. So what the rabbi was saying is, Rav Abina, if he wants to earn this gift that he got from Geneva, the person that was dying, let him go to Rav Huna, his rabbi, and Rav Huna will give him a kula, a leniency, that he can acquire the item. How do we know? Dama Rav Huna. Rav Huna was referring to a shchiv meran. He said, Gito kematenato. That a get of a Shechiv Merah and a gift of a Shechiv Merah is similar. In what way? Ma matanato. Just like a gift of a Shechiv Merah. Im amad chozer. Let's say the Shechiv Merah, he authorized to give a get. I'm sorry. Ma matanato. Which means, let's say he authorized to give a gift. Right? He was on his deathbed. Shechiv Merah. He authorized the gift. So the law is im amad, if he got better, let's say, so then chozer, he can retract, because he only gave the gift because he thought he was going to die. Av gito, so too, if he authorized to give a get, im amad chozer, if he got better, so the get is nullified. And you go the other way, uma gito, and so too a get, afagav de lo parish, even though he didn't specify that he wants the shliach to give the get, right? We said he's nervous. He's on his deathbed, he just said, write the get. So even if he just said, write the get, it's considered already as if he said, write and give it. So too, kevan de amar kitvu, as long as he said, write, afagav de lo amar tinu, even though he didn't say, give it. Af matanato, so too when a shechiv merah is giving a gift, kevan de amar tinu, once he comes along, and tells the people, tenu, which means just give these assets to so-and-so, afalgav de lo kanu mine, which is even though they didn't make a kinyan to be zocher, let's say for the mekabel. Normally, let's say if you want to give a gift to somebody, so you go to a third party, that third party is mezakeh, and makes a kinyan for that fellow. However, shechiv merah is like a get. Just like a get, you don't have to say tenu, so too by the matana v'shechiv merah, it's enough just for him to say it, and you don't have to consummate it with a kinyan. So basically, let's get the story again. Geneva was on his going out to be killed by the government. So he said, you know what, and I want to give Rabbi Abina 400 zuz of wine. So the rabbi said, let Rabbi Abina go to Rabbi Huna as rabbi, and according to Rabbi Huna, this sale is going to be binding. Or this acquisition is going to be binding, even though it's only verbal, because he says that what? The matana v'shechiv merah is like a get of a shechiv merah. Just like the get of a shechiv merah doesn't have to be a full statement, if he just says kitvu, so to the gift of a shechiv merah, even though you didn't make a kinyan, even though it's only verbal, but it's a kinyan. So the Gemara has a question. Matkif la Rabbi Abba. Oh, if you're telling me that the get and the matana v'shechiv merah are similar, ima matana yishna leachar mita, af get yishno leachar mita. You're going to make a comparison. So I'll say, just like a matana v'shechiv merah becomes activated after death, which means a shechiv merah that said before he died, give a gift to so and so, and let's say he didn't write it in the shtar. He said it after he passes away. So what? They do it. They activate his wish. Like he said before he died, tenu mane leploni, right? And he said that and he wants to write it, let's say in the shtar. So they write it after he dies. So just like a gift can be executed after his death, so let's say that what? The get will be executed after his death. Now we know that that's impossible, because we know you can't give a get after you die. So what the Gemara is trying to say is, what kind of analogy are you making between a get and a matana of a shechiv merah? Because if you're going to make the full analogy, we should say just like a matana you can execute after death, so the get you should also. So the Gemara comes back and says, Hachi Ashta, what are you comparing? Bishtama matana ita lechar mita. A gift, we understand, you could give after death. However, ela get lechar mita mi'ika, which is impossible to make a shaliach for gerushin after one's death, which means we're only comparing get and matana to things that are plausible, things that are doable, not the things that are impossible. In any event, the Gemara says, well, that could not have been the question of Rabbi Abba. So the Gemara says, no, he was asking a different question. Ela Rabbi Abba achi kakashyale. He had a different question. Matenat shechiv merah b'miksati. Oh, this case over here is considered a matana v'shechiv merah. This guy Gineva, before he died, he did not gift Rabbi Abina the entire seller of wine. He said, I'm going to give you part of it.
And we have a rule, matenat shchiv mera b'miksat ba'ya kinyan, which means a matana of a shchiv mera, where he's leaving over some for himself, needs a kinyan. Which means, let's explain over here. When a person is dying, so he thinks he's going to die, like in this case over here, he thought he's being taken out by the government, so therefore, he doesn't think he's going to live, so he says verbally, I give my stuff over to so-and-so, so it's considered a matana. However, when he leaves some over for himself, that shows that he has a suspicion that maybe he's going to make it. And if he leaves over some assets for himself, so when he leaves over assets, then the matana is not considered a matana shchiv mera anymore, because he left over some stuff. Therefore, you need a kinyan. You need to mamash give it over to somebody else to be zocher as a third party. So the Gemara's question is like this. In this case, the fellow that died, Yeneva, that was being taken out by the government, he left over some goods. He didn't gift the entire wine, the only 400 zuz of it. Also, therefore, it's not considered a gift of a shchiv mera, because he left over some for himself. Therefore, it needs a kinyan. So how can he be zocher? So the Gemara says, Michlal de Ravuna Savar, Lo Ba'ya Kinyan, Veha Kaimalan de Ba'yan Kinyan. And don't tell me that Ravuna is going to say you don't need a Kinyan in this case, because even Ravuna holds that in the case where a Shchiv Mera doesn't give over all the goods, so you need a Kinyan. So Gemara says, Shani Acha, this case is different. In the case of the Matana of Geneva, Dimsave Mehamat Mitahu, because he was certain that he is going to die, and therefore he gifted it to Rav Avina, and in such a case over here, even a verbal Matana of partial assets, even though normally when a Shchiv Mera gives partial, in Kinyan is not a Kinyan, unless the Matana is not a Matana, unless you make a Kinyan. But here, where we're certain, where he was giving it over, because we know that a guy that goes out to be killed by the government is Vaday Yarig, so even partial will be okay. So comes the Gemara and says, Michlad Rabbi Abbas Abar, Mahmat Mita, Ba'ya Kinyan, that guy Malad, no Ba'ya Kinyan. Well, so the one that asked the question, Rabbi Abba, well, he's going to hold that even in this case, you need a kinyan. Why, he doesn't agree to the rule that says somebody's going to have to be killed by the government where it's a certain death, that you don't need a kinyan even on miksats? What was his question? Ela Rabbi Abba, hakika kasha. Oh, he had a different question, Rabbi Abba. Hamra lo ka'amar. Let's analyze what exactly did Geneva give over. He didn't say that he's giving Rabbi Abina wine that's worth 400 zuz. He didn't say that, 400 zuz of wine. Deme hamra lo ka'amar. He also didn't say the value of the money, 400 zuz of wine. He didn't say that either, which means sell the wine and give him the money. So he didn't say wine, and he didn't say deme hamra. What did he say? Me hamra ka'amar. He said 400 zuz from the wine. Now, what's the problem if you make such a statement? So he didn't say actual wine, and he didn't say the money of the selling of the wine. So what's the problem with that? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Hachi kashile." It's like a little more than one third of the page down. The Rashi begins, "Hamra lo amar." Havule hamra barba me'azuz. He didn't say give him 400 zuz of wine. Deme hamra lo kamar. Havule arba me'azuz mideme hamra, which means denema lezibune hamra. Sell the wine and give it to him. Me hamra kamar. Zuze me hamra kamar. Denitbule, which means give him money from the wine. So that she says vichi osin ma'ot miyayim, which means those words don't make any sense. That was the Biazba's question. What do you mean? Give him 400 zuz from the wine. Wine is not currency. You don't have a monetary value in wine like it's a currency. Which is, if you would have said pay him in wine, we understand. If you want to say the value of the wine, which means sell it and give him 400 zuz, we understand. But to come along and say, give him 400 zuz of wine, which means Mehamra, mehamre, which 400 zuz from the wine, that doesn't make any sense. You don't make from a wine zuzeh. So comes Gemara and says, but the other rabbis, meaning the bizera, said understood differently. Ve'idach mehamra kedei liyapot et kocho. The way he said it, from the wine, pay him money, he meant to strengthen the giving to Geneva. I'm sorry, not to Geneva, to Rabbi Abina. How do you strengthen the giving? So Rashi explains, liyapot et kocho. Lachen lo pirish lo zu velo zu. Kedei liyapot et kocho, shiye lo kol hayayin shelo achrayut. He wanted to make sure Rabbi Abina gets paid, and he wanted to make as a guarantee all the wine is like a guarantee towards Rabbi Abina that he gets paid. What does it mean? She'im amad tenud lo yayin. Say what he just said clearly. Give Rabbi Abina wine. Im hechmitz mena yayin me'a chabiyot. Let's say 100 barrels would have spoiled, would have become vinegar. Hayu ayorshin omrim lo shelcha hechmitz. The inheritors would have said, sorry to Rabbi Abina, those were your barrels. Your barrels spoiled, so he would have been out. Ve'i amad demech amrat, they would have said, okay, sell the barrels and give them the money. And if they would have sold part of the barrels, and now the money would have got lost for some reason. They would have said, sorry, your money got lost. So therefore he would have been in a weak position. If he would have gifted him wine, the Yorshim could say, sorry, your wine spoiled. Or if he would have gifted him the money, and the money got lost, they would say, sorry, your money got lost. Hilkach amar mehamra. From the wine, de mashma yayin vedamav, shakol achrayut lo, which means he was guaranteeing the payment. And therefore, he told them, in the language over here, in the exact language like we saw in the Gemara, he told them, give him me'a zuzeh l'rabi abina, arba me'a zuzeh l'rabi abina mehamra, 400 zuz from the wine, which means he was guaranteeing to make sure that the wine is a guarantee for him that he gets paid. So therefore the Yorshim will not be able to cheat him. Which means he used a double language, ma'ot mehayayin, money from the wine. Now even though we know the wine doesn't have a, the wine is not currency. So what is that lashon ma'ot minayayin? Which means yayin vidamav, wine and its money, which means all the wine is going to be achray, is going to be responsible in order to pay over here, and therefore they cannot come along and say, well, your wine got spoiled. No, or the money got lost. No, all the wine is guaranteed towards the payment. And the Gemara concludes and says, shalchum mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael. Mechamra, when a person comes along and says money from the wine, kedeli apotet koho, it's order to give him to strengthen his power. So therefore, let's just review what happened over Geneva. Did this because he knew he was going out to be killed by the government. So therefore, he gifted the Abina verbally, which is enough because we know that matanav shchid merah is even enough to be verbal. And he gifted him this wine over here, and he said it in that language in order to give him a strength. Comes the next Mishnah. Mishaya mushlach lebor. There was a guy that was thrown into a pit. Ve'amar, kol ha-shomeya et kolo yichtov get li'ishto. Whoever hears my voice, please write a get to my wife. Because he doesn't want his wife to fall to yibum and things like that. So he wants to give a get before he dies, but he can't give the get. He's in the pit. So he screams out, my name is so and so, and I live in such and such a place. To whoever hears my voice, I'm commanding you to give a get. Even though he didn't say give it, but we assume that he means to give it. He was just nervous because he's in the pit. He only said write it, but he means write it and give it. So comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean? We don't see this guy in the pit. He's all the way deep down. Maybe he's a demon. She's the demon sometimes, you know, have the voice of a human being. So if, how do you know that the guy really wants to give it? You don't even know if it's a human being down there. No. You saw the image of the person down there. The Gemara says, "Inu name idamuye idamu." Well, the shedim also, the demons also sometimes disguise themselves like human beings. So you have no raya. Gemara says, "Dahazule babua." No, you saw his shadow. Gemara says, "Inu name itlu babua." Shedim also have shadows. Gemara says, "Dahazule babua de babua." You saw two shadows, which means at certain times in the day, human beings have two shadows. One sharper shadow and one lighter shadow. But the shedim do not. They only have one shadow. So that's a distinct difference that you know you're dealing over here with a human being because you saw the two shadows. So the Gemara says, maybe the shedim also have two shadows. Yonatan, my son, explained to me, Bibu'a itlu. Yeah, a shadow they have. Bibu'a de Bibu'a itlu. But they do not have a double shadow. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we know it's a human being. Vidilma tsarahi, which means maybe in the board, this is like a co-wife or one of the ladies that hates the lady. Like we learned in Masechet Yevamot that there's certain ladies that have animosity that want to mess her up. And therefore, could be she's in the pit and she's making up a story. Write a gift for so and so, right? Because she wants to get her divorced, and really she's not going to be divorced. And what's going to happen? She's going to go with another man now because she's going to think that she's divorced. And well, it's going to be ishit ish, and she's going to be forbidden to her husband. You see what they're doing? Let's say the mother-in-law was down in the pit. So we said in the second year about that sometimes the mother-in-law has animosity towards the daughter-in-law. So what are we concerned? Maybe she's down there. Oh, write a get. So what, they're going to write a get? They're going to give it to her. She's going to think she's divorced. She's going to get married to somebody else. It's going to be ishit ish because she really wasn't divorced. Now she becomes asura. The husband, yeah, she got messed up. So why do you suspect that? So Gemara says, Tana de Bidabi Ishmael, Bishat Asakana. We have a rule. At the time of the sakana, you write the get, you give the get, even though you don't recognize the husband. Since he's thrown in the board, he's in sakana. So therefore, you can sumech that indeed that is the husband, even though you don't, you cannot identify him. Because as she says, Imlo akshav imatai. But if you can't give the gift now, when are you going to give it? He's going to die. So therefore, the sakana gives us two leniencies over here. Number one, that if you hear the guy in the pit and he just says write it, we'd be lenient to do writing it and actually giving it. And the second leniency is that we do not suspect that it's somebody else in the board. Now there's a machloket amongst the Rishonim over here. I don't learn this last answer. B'shata sakana. Someone has said that b'shata sakana, you don't have to assume that it's one of the ladies of animosity, so long as you saw the shadow of the shadow, so you know it's not a shit. And someone would say, no, once already b'shal sakana, you don't got to even see the shadow of the shadow. When you saw sakana, you just hear the guy's voice and he's identifying himself. I am so and so that lives in such and such a place that already you give the get, you don't have to suspect to anything. Comes the Gemara, Mishnah continues. Habari. Okay, Bari is a healthy guy. It means no problems. Till now, we're talking about a guy who's in second hand, and so on and so forth. She'amar, he says, Kidvu get l'ishti. He says, write a get. He didn't say write it and give it. He just said write it. We say what? That's al-sahikba. We say he was just joking around with his wife. Yes. When it comes to a guy that's under pressure, if he says give a get or write a get, I'm sorry, we could say, well, he meant write it and give it. Maybe because he was nervous, so he didn't say give it. But a guy that's in full health, everything is fine. If he just says write the get, he doesn't mean write it and give it. So what is he saying? He wants to joke around with his wife. Maaseh bebari echad she'amar kidvu get neshtir. Mishnah tells a story. There was a guy that told, a healthy guy, told the shaliach, write a get for my wife. Ve'ala l'rosh hagag. Oh, then he climbed up the roof and afal umet, and he fell off the roof and died. Ve'amar Rabban Shimon Gamliel. So Rabban Shimon said, which is if he committed suicide and threw himself off the roof, you know why? Because then you gotta assume he knew he was gonna put himself in this dangerous position, and therefore it's like a case of sakana. He did it on purpose, he committed suicide. So therefore you gotta say that when he told his wife, or when he told the shaliah, write it, he meant write it and give it, because he knew he was going to be in sakana, because he threw himself off the roof on purpose. However, imaruah dahato enoget. But if he fell off the roof by mistake, so therefore he didn't intend to kill himself. So therefore, when he told the shaliach, write the get, it's not a get, which means it doesn't mean write and give. So it depends if the guy intended to commit suicide or not. So the Gemara says, ma'aseh listor, which means the way the Mishnah is constructed, it seems as a contradiction. You told me in the beginning of the Mishnah, when a guy's healthy and he says, write a get, that means nothing. Then you tell me a story of a guy that told his wife, write a get, and you tell me, then he killed himself, then it's a get. I've been told, make up your mind. Is a healthy guy's saying, kitvu, is it considered nothing or is it considered something? You told me a story that's different. So comes the Gemara and says, no, hasurim mechsera v'achikna. The Mishnah is missing some words. You got to read it like this. V'imuchiyach sofo al techilato harizigit. But if you can ascertain at the end of the story something happened that you can go back retroactively and say, oh, that's what he meant, then in the Chanami it'll be a get. We have a story to prove that. Bebari, Shamar kedvu get teshti ba'al al rosh ha'gag. V'nafal umet v'amar b'shem'on, bat shem'on gamliel, ima atzmo nafal, that is a get. Ima ruha dachato eno get. Because there, since at the end of the day he killed himself, that means he knew he was going to be in a sakana. And what's the law when a person is a sakana? Even though he only says kidvu, it means kidvu, v'natnu. So therefore, since at the end you're able to go back now and understand what he really meant, then already we do that, therefore the get is a get. But if he just fell off the roof by mistake, so then already, we say at the time that he gave it, he didn't think he was going to die. Therefore he just said kidvu, so the get is not a get. There was a guy, he came into the Bet Knesset. He saw a school teacher, his son, and they were sitting together. There was a third guy sitting, so three guys sitting over there in the Bet Knesset. So the guy that comes in, he tells the three guys, he says, please, two of you people, because he only needs two, write a get for my wife. Lesof shachiv makre yinuka. At the end, the school teacher died before the get was actually given. Now the she'ela is like this: mi majvu inche berash liha b'mkom abba olo. She'ela is like this: when the guy came along and appointed shlichim, right? He said, two of you guys. Now, in his brain, when he sees a father and a son, so do you say that he intended really for the father? Because when there's a father, you don't intend for the son to be the shaliach, and therefore, he meant the father and not the son. And therefore, once the father died, so therefore there's no more, you only have one guy left. And therefore, he didn't appoint the son. Or do you say, no, that even when the son is there, he'll appoint the son as well, even in the place of the father? Which means, maybe it's makpid davka, the father should be the shaliach. They're not mitkevet for the son. Oh, so the or not. So that was really the shayla. Is the son considered shaliach? Nafka mina? Can they continue doing the process? Can they continue giving the get? Which means the husband over here now left. The husband's not around anymore. If the husband's around, just let him appoint them again. The husband told these three guys, do me a favor, two of you guys handle it. Okay, he went medinat tayam. One of the two guys, one of the three guys died. The school teacher died. So now you say, well, when he appointed them, the school teacher was alive. Could be he had no intention to appoint the son because the father was alive. Or do you say, no, he wants two of them, whichever two will be able to do it. He doesn't care. So Rav Nachman Amar, lo mazvu inche berash li'ab b'mkom abba. No, people don't do that. When the father is alive, they don't intend that the son should be the shaliach. So therefore, this case over here, since the father died, and you didn't intend to appoint the son, you had one guy left, there was no get, because you need two witnesses to sign on the get. He says, no, they do appoint the son. And the Gemara concludes, Amar Abba, Hilcheta, Majvu Inche, Berash Shaliha, Bimkom Abba. You do appoint the son, and therefore, in this case, it's okay. Now the Mishnah, we start the next Mishnah. Amar Lishnayim, the husband tells two people, Tenu get l'ishti.
Okay, now what does it mean tinu get leishti? Write it up. Write the get. And you're the witnesses, because you need ideh hatima, let's say. So, and you're going to sign the get. Okay, now she tells us in the bottom line of the Mishnah, on the Amud Rishon, Afagav de lo amar kitvu v'nitnu. All he said is, give it. He didn't tell these two guys, write it. However, as she says, Are elu yahtemu ba'atzman. They should sign their names on the get. Ve'lo yumru le'edim ahirim lachtom. They're not allowed to tell somebody else to sign. Which you could argue and say, listen, you only told me to give it. So therefore, we'll deliver it. But we'll let two other witnesses sign it. The Mishnah say no. When the husband tells two guys, give a get, what he means to say is, give it, and you're the edim that are going to actually sign it. You see, there's a reason why this is true. When a man tells two people to give a get, he wants them to sign it as well. Why? Because he doesn't want them to go take another two people to sign it, because the word gets out and it's a bizayon to him. It's embarrassing enough that these two guys know that he's getting divorced. It seems in the old days it was an embarrassment to get a divorce. And therefore, bizayon, as she explains on Daf Chavtet. So therefore, listen, you're capable of giving the get. You know something, you two guys, you write it, you sign it also. Don't now dispatch two other guys to sign it. Now, if he would have made him in front of three people, let's say he would have went in front of three people. Well, three people already is considered a bet din. Now, a bet din has a right to appoint somebody else to sign, because they're the court, they're the officiators of the get. But in this case, he didn't go in front of three people. He went in front of two people. Two people is not a bet din, so therefore you give it and you also sign it. However, the Mishnah continues. Oh, lishlosha. Oh, he went in front of three people now, and he says, "Kidvu get utnu leishti." He's very clear in front of the three people. He says, "I want you to write it and give it." In the case of the three, he was specific. He said, "Write and give." So the din of the Mishnah is are elu yichtevu v'yitnu. Again, even though it's three people, which is normally a bet din, they're the ones that have to sign the get, and they're the ones that give it. Why? Because since they were commanded explicitly, you guys write it, and you guys give it, even though technically it's a bet din, since over here he was very clearly and said that he wants them to write it as well, he don't want them to appoint any other people. So let's review. When he tells it in front of two people, give it, we're saying since they're not a bet din, so therefore he means give it and you sign it. Don't dispatch it out to other people, either because he's in one of the reasons, because he's embarrassed, and therefore we don't embarrass the Baal, we're making more people involved. And even if he says it in front of three people, but he's very clearly, I want you not only to give it, I want you to write it. Write it means sign it. So even though they're technically a bet din, if let's say a guy would go to Beti, which we're going to see now in the Mishnah, and say, give the get. Give it means get it written however you want it and just execute it. So then they would be allowed to go to two other people to have it signed. Because the guy knows when you're going in front of the Beti, that's the rules. They can go to dispatch. But since Ovi was very clear to the Beti, to the three, he said, I want you to not only to give it, but I want you guys to write it. Oh, you guys to write it. So therefore you see the guys Makpid. So therefore they cannot have other people sign the get. And that's where the Mishnah continues. Amar l'shlosha, tinu get l'ishti. If he just says to three people, give it, hare elu yumru la'achirim v'yichtevu. They can even have other people sign it. Why? Mepenei sha'asa'an betin. Devrei to be me, because he made them a betin. The basic rule that we're saying is here, when a husband goes in front of a betin, he knows already the way a betin works, that they have it, they get it done. And therefore, normally a husband doesn't want the shaliach to appoint other shali'im to sign a get. But in the case of Beit Din, I guess it's understood that that's what we're going to do. Unless he went to the Beit Din and specifically told them, I want you guys to sign it. Oh, you guys to sign it, so therefore they have no right. That's the words of Rabbi Meir. This is the halacha that Rav Hanina Ish Ono brought back from the prison when he visited Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was in jail. So he went to Rabbi Akiva, he asked him the halakha over here, and he clarified it for him.
He said, Mikubal ani. I have a tradition from Rabbi Akiva. Be'omer l'shlosha. Where he tells three people, Betin, tenu get l'ishti. Where he just says, give it. Sheyomru la'achirim v'yichtevu b'penesh asa'an betin. Right, when you just tell the three guys, give it, you made him a betin, therefore they're able to even appoint others to sign. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, no sir. Nominu l'shaliyah. We spoke to this shaliyah. We spoke to this lefhanina ish ono. After he gave us his tradition that he heard from Rabbi Akiva in the jail, we spoke to him and we told him, af anu mikubalim. You have a kabbalah, we also have a kabbalah. That what? Sha'afidu amar lebetin agadol shebirushalayim. Tenu get the ishti. Even if he told the Sanhedrin, the great court of Jerusalem, write again, or give a get to my wife, sheyilmedu v'yichtebu v'yitenu. And they don't know how to sign their names, let them learn how to sign their names, and what? Let them give the get and sign it themselves, which means, the Mishnah is saying over here, we have a different tradition. When a guy goes to a betin, I don't care who the betin is, even if he went to the betin a gadol shebirushalayim, and he says, give the get, he wants them to actually sign it. So the Gemara, the Mishnah's language is that if you went to the betin a gadol shebirushalayim and said, give a get, shilmedu, which means let them even learn, if they don't know how to write, let them learn how to write. That's how much it was strict. That even if they don't know how to write, these guys, let them learn how to write and write the get themselves and give it to the lady. So what do you see from over here? You see, it's not like the testimony of Rabbi Hanina Ish Ono. And the Gemara will explain exactly what this means. Amar la'asarai. We saw this case early in the Masechet. Let's say he tells 10 people. The husband tells 10 people. Kidvu utnu get l'ishti. Write a get and give it to my wife. Right? He just told 10 people. What does he mean? Why do you tell 10 people? Ehad kotev ushnaim hotmim. You just need one to write it and two out of the 10 sign it. Which means he just went to 10 because he wanted to get it done. So he says, you know what? Hey, you guys, get it done. So one guy writes it, two guys sign. However, if he says, kullechem ketovu, but if he specifically says the word kullechem, kullechem is all of you. He wants all of them involved. So echad kotev v'chulam hotmim. Then one guy writes it again, and nine other guys have to sign as witnesses. Lefichach, imet echad mehem areze get batel. If one of the 10 guys dies, no get. Because his condition was, I want all of you signing. But in the first case, no, he just said, yeah, he went in front of 10 guys. Take care of it. Okay, good. Now the Gemara starts to explain. So let's learn, let's analyze outside for a second. We're learning Hadush and Al-Mishnah. A guy goes in front of two people, and he doesn't give a get. What he really means to say in front of the two people is not only give the get, but sign it. Why? As we explained earlier, because we don't want to embarrass the husband that what the law is, according to the way that she understands, when you appoint the shaliyah, they're not allowed to appoint other shalihim to have it signed, because it's going to embarrass the husband. There's another reason that's brought down amongst the hachamim, is mili lo mimsere le shaliyah. We have a law that you cannot transfer a shalihut that's only verbal, which means this guy over here, when they appointed the shaliyah, he didn't give him a get. He told them, handle it. Now, it's verbal. Once I verbally appointed you, you cannot transfer verbal words to somebody else. So it's two reasons why the shaliyah cannot make a shaliyah. Either not to embarrass the husband, more people are going to know what's going on. Or, I'm sorry, I want to be clear. I'd like to be clear. When I said it's going to embarrass the husband, the real embarrassment is that the other people, because people are going to know about a get. That's not an embarrassment. Everybody's going to know he has to give a get. The embarrassment is he doesn't know how to write it himself. So therefore, what's going to happen? These shidduchim, he say, listen, you take care of it. If they're going to go to somebody else now and have it signed and things like that, it's going to get out that he doesn't know how to write the get himself. So therefore, keep it to himself. In any event, comes the Gemara now and says, Amar Abba Abba. They sent from the Bet Midrash of Rav to Shmuel to ask him the following sheila. Teach us, Rabbeinu. Amal l'shnayim kidvu utnu get l'ishti. Oh, very clear. They told two people, write the get and give the get to my wife. Ve'amru l'sofer v'chatav v'chatmu hen mahu. The she'ira is, do they actually have to write the get themselves as well, or they're allowed to tell a sofer? Which means, we always learned now, they have to sign it. They're the ones that signed the get. Okay, that much we understand. But can they at least go to a sofer and have the get being written? Or maybe they have to actually write it themselves. So that's really the she'ira. Can they have it written by a sofer? Which means the safek is how to learn the Mishnah, because the language in the Mishnah was, if you look at it, hare elu yichtevu v'yitnu. So we explain yichtevu means sign it. Now the Gemara said, well, maybe it also means that they actually have to write it themselves. Now, if the reason is because of Bizayon de Baal, could be, if you go with the Bizayon reason, the logic would say like this: maybe there's only a Bizayon by the signatures, because the signatures, there's a call on who signs again, that's going to get out. That what? The husband didn't write it himself, he doesn't know how to do it. Mashaykh to the Sofer, one guy writing it, it's not such a Bizayon to the Baal, it's not going to get out. Or do you say, no? Or maybe, with that which we say, mili lo memsiran l'shli'ut, that's talking about what? That's talking about the actual signing of the get. But to tell the sofer to write it, that's not an issue. Which, if you say mili, well, actually no, that's the safek of the Gemara. I go back. The safek of the Gemara is, what is the main reason why you're telling me that the two guys have to sign? If you tell me to read what the sign is Bizayon de Baal, maybe it's not a Bizayon when the Sofer is writing the get. The Bizayon is you're going to go to two other guys to sign it. There's a call, the word's going to get out, the guy doesn't know how to write a get or to handle it. So it's Bizayon. But shake it to go to the Sofer, maybe it's not a problem. But if you held the reason is mili, that you can't transfer words over, so then you would not be allowed to appoint the Sofer as well. It's words. If we just like to have to sign it, they have to write it themselves. So that was the question that they sent Shemuel. Do they have to actually write to get themselves? Shalach lehu. So he sent back to them, titze. Listen, if a lady got such a get, she got married to another person as a result of this get, she should leave that husband. Because maybe she's really not divorced, which means sefek megudeshit, v'adavar sarich tamud, and we still need to analyze it. Which means, let's get the case, let's get clear clarity here. Guy went to two shili'im. Write a get and give the get. We all agree that they have to be the ones that sign it. That's no argument. The she'ila is they went and they got a sofer to write. They didn't write the get themselves. So the she'ila is that okay or not? Well, he did tell them to write it. But what does writing mean? Does writing mean sign it as well as actually writing the get? Or maybe not? So the Eshimu said, the truth of the matter is, sefek, titze. Meaning, if she got such a get and got married to somebody else, she got to get out. Because maybe she's really not divorced, and we got to analyze it. So the Gemara says, that davar tzarich talmud. Maya davar tzarich talmud. What exactly is the room here for analysis? Ile ma mishum da'avi lehu mile. Oh, because we're going to say it's mile, it's words. Very good. Which means maybe this item of it cannot be given over to a shaliach. Why? Because the husband gave it over to the shaliach to write it. Now they have no right to give it over to a sofer, because they're only transferring over words. And maybe that's the sefek of Shemuel. Do we say that, can you transfer words or not? Which means we want to know if Shemuel was in doubt. What was Shemuel's doubt? I know what Shemuel's doubt was. He had a doubt. Can you transfer words to another shaliach? So he said, oh, let me think about it. I don't know. Maybe the husband only transferred the verbal. So can you transfer verbal over to somebody else or not? Maybe that was a sefek. But that could not have been a sefek. Ve'amar Shemuel amar Rabbi halacha k'Rabbi Yosef de'amar mili lo memsiran l'shaliach. That couldn't have been Shemuel's sefek, because he clearly said we hold like K'Rabbi Yosef. You can't transfer over words. So what was the sefek then? Ela l'Shmuel hakame ba'yede ikta ha'iketovu iktav yadan iktav aget. Right, which is his sefek was, when the Mishnah says that they have to write, does it mean they have to sign, or does it mean they actually have to write the get itself? That is the she'ila. So the Gemara says, "Oh, that's the safek. What does it mean when the husband says write it? I'll bring you proof from Mishnah. But tifshodem matnitin. Why? Amar Mishnayim tenu get leishti. All the shlosha kitvu get utnu leishti. Hare elu yichtevu viyitnu. So you see clearly in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says when you tell to two or three people, hare elu yichtevu. What does yichtevu mean? Yichtevu sounds like they actually have to write the get itself. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Higufa kame bayela. Ketovu, ktav yadanu, or ktav getu. The same sefek that we have in the Mishnah also. The Mishnah is also vague. So you can't bring me a ra'aya, what ketvu means from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah uses the same language. I have a question on the Mishnah also. Higufa, what does it mean in the Mishnah? Write, meaning signing, or even have to write the get itself? Gemara says, no. Pshita dechtav getu. For sure it means that they have to write the get themselves. They cannot dispatch it to a sofer. Why? Tektani sefer. Bring your proof from the sefer. The Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yosef. No minu the shaliach. Remember, they told the shaliach of Hanina when he came back from the jail. Rabbi Akiva. They told him the following. Af anu mekubalim. We have a tradition. Shafilu amar de beti negadot shibru shalayim. Even if you told the great court of Jerusalem, tenu get the ishti, she yidnedu viyichtebu viyitenula. That they should learn how to write, and they have to actually write it and give it themselves. Now, iamat pishtama ketav veget to shapir. If you want to learn, the Mishnah is talking about writing the actual get, it makes sense. Which means, you could say, not every dayan is fluent in writing a get. Therefore, what the Mishnah is meaning to say, that when you tell a betin, they got to write it themselves, and if they don't know how to write it, they got to learn. Okay, it means they have to learn how to write a get. It means that we're talking about the writing of the get itself. But if you tell me that the writing means signatures, what is the language of the Mishnah? And if they don't know how to sign their name, let them go learn? What do you mean? Is there a dayan that doesn't know how to sign his name? Which means we're forced to say that we're talking about the writing of the get that they have to do. Because the language of the Mishnah was that even if you went to the Beit Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim and you told them write the get and give it, even if they don't know how to write, they got to learn. So I could say, they don't know how to write, me, they don't know how to write a get. And not every dayan knows how to write a get necessarily. I guess they got to learn it. But Shaykh, if you tell me, no, it only means signatures. Well, so what are you saying? If they're illiterate and they don't know how to sign their names, they have to learn how to sign their names? Oh, what kind of judge doesn't know how to sign his name? So the Gemara says, shockingly, in, Ika bedina hadda. Yeah, let's say it's a new court over there, and the bedin, they didn't learn how to sign their names yet. It seems that signing your name was not integral to become a dayan. That, you know, kula tura kula, everything, but the signing of the name itself, it's possible they didn't know. So if we have no da'aya from our Mishnah that we're talking about the actual get itself. Could be it's only talking about the signatures. The isva svir alan. Oh, so now Gemara says, hold on. You want to tell me what? Isvir alan de'ay ketov uktav yadanu. Ha'ktav ha'get kasher. Ve'ha amal shuvel amal rabbi alakha kerbi yosid van midi lo memsran neshaliyah. A question that we have to ask, which is an obvious question. So what do you want to tell me? You want to tell me that when it says write, writing means they have to sign. Right? That means the shidihim actually signed the get. So comes the Gemara and says like this. Oh, I'm reading again. The Is Viralan. Da'ai ketovu, ktav yadanu, which means when the husband, when the Baal, tells the shidi'im, lichtov to write, it means what? That they should sign. Which is when he says to write the get, he means that what? That not that they themselves have to sign. He's not makpid. Ha ktav get kasher, are you going to tell me that it's kasher? Which means, what do you want to tell me? You want to tell me that what? Really, they can go to a sofer and write it. Right? You want to tell me, you have no da'aya from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is just talking about they have to sign it themselves. But what, if they want to go to another sofer,
No problem. He was, I'm going to go to another sofer. V'amar Shmuel amar bi halakha, can it be you say the man mili lo memserad mishaliyah? You just told me you can't transfer over mili, you can't transfer over words. And therefore, which words are not given over from one shaliyah to another shaliyah, and he holds that. And therefore, even if the husband is not makpid on the writing of the get itself, but how could they appoint? Which means like this. What did the husband tell the original shaliyah, the two shaliyahim? Handle it. Write it and handle it. Okay, so what do we say? No. They have to actually sign it. He said, Bizayon, we don't want you to get any of the people involved. Very nice. Oh, but when it comes to having somebody else write it, let's say they can have somebody else write it. But hold it. How does that work? You were commissioned verbally to do something. How could verbally you transfer that to a sofer? Which means, bottom line, you still got the mili issue. Mili lo mimseran. So Gemara says, Amre, isviri lan dichtovu ktav yadanu, ktav aget naase keomer imru. Umoder bi yose beomer imru. Which means like this. If you're learning when the husband said ktav, write, it means sign. So ktav aget na'asea ke'omer imru, which means like this. As we're learning, when the husband went to the two shlim and said, write it up, we're explaining means sign it. Once you say that writing up means sign it, so it's as if he explicitly told the shlihim and tell the sofer to write it. He didn't say those words. But once already you're defining the word kitvu on the signature, we say it's as if he said, and of course, go get it written by a sofer. And even Rabbi Yosef that says, you can't transfer words from one sharia to another, but when it's an explicit word like imru, where he says, say it or tell the guy to write it, even Rabbi Yosef will say that such a thing can be transferred. The way he explains it over here is like this. The guy tells his messenger, imru la'acher, tell another guy to do this. When he's actually explicitly appointing him, so then you're ready to, the shaliach can appoint another shaliach, even with mili. For example, like writing the get. Therefore, back to our question over here. Shmuel had a sefek, right? Shmuel, the Eston, the She'elah, he said, you know something? It's a sefek over here. Adayin Sidichim Talmud. I need to analyze it. What was a sefek? In this shli'ut over here, where he tells him to write the get. Right? He tells the shli'ut to write the get. Does he mean she'ichtevu ba'atzma, that he should actually write the document itself, besides the signatures? And if that's the case, then they actually have to write it themselves. And therefore the get is not going to be a get if they had it written by somebody else. Or do you say that what? Nah, he's only commanding them to sign. Oh, only commanding them to sign. So then it's as if he's saying, I'm regarding the writing of the get, let somebody else do it. And even if he says so, such a situation, even though it's mili, can be transferred to another one. So that was the sefik of Shmuel. Let's read the bottom, Nashi. Let's read the Rashi. Let's see that bottom, Nashi. Damar mili lo mimsiran l'shaliyah. No, actually, that Rashi's coming up. So good. So we're holding here. This is where we're stopping. So let's just review, because we're in the middle of the piece, but this Gemara goes on to the next daf. Let's go review now what we just came out in this Gemara. A guy goes to two witnesses. Not two witnesses. A husband, a man, goes to two shaliachim. What does he tell him? Give a get. Give the get to my wife. But there's no get here. He didn't give them a get. Well, obviously, then you got to have it written. Okay, good. So, however they have to have it written, we'll see in a second. But we all agree they have to be the ones that sign it. Why? Because a shaliach cannot make another shaliach when it comes to signing a get. I told you to do it, you guys got to get it done. Okay, we agree with that. The Gemara's sefek is, do they also have to actually write the get or not? They asked Shmuel this question. He said, you know what, I have a sefek, adavar sarich talmud. Got to analyze a bit. What's the sefek? When a guy says write it, does he mean write it? Meaning not only sign it, but actually write it. Well, if he says that, then you can't give it to a, you can't give that over. Or do you say, nah, when he says write it means sign it. Okay, so even if it means sign it, very nice. But still, how could they appoint a shaliach to write the get? It's still mili. And mili lo memsinan the shaliach according to Shmuel. No, in this case, it would be as if he's telling them explicitly. Sign the get, okay, that's ketuvu. And then, since when he's saying ketuvu, it doesn't include the actual writing of the get, and we learn it as if he's telling the shaliach, and go to the sofer and have it written. Even Shmuel or Rabbi Yosef, Shmuel's holding Rabbi Yosef, that says, mili lo memsinan the shaliach, you can't transfer words from one child to another, will agree when it's an explicit, where he says, and I'm telling you, go to the sofer and write it. Even he'll agree that such an imperative can be executed. So that was Shmuel Safek. The word kitvu, write the get, what does it include? Does it include just the signing, or does it include even the writing? That's why he came along and said that he has a Safek, and even on the side, that it just means sign it. It would be permissible to have somebody else write it on that side. Why? Because even though we hold that you can't transfer verbal rule, verbal instructions, midi lo memsinan, but in the case where it's explicit, like this case would be explicit, because he only told him sign it, but he didn't include the writing it, so such a verbal expression would be able to transfer. So that was the sefik of Shmuel. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.